Yud Gimel Tishrei, Tuesday, 11th of October, Rabbi Shlomo Farchi, tapping into the power of Sukkot.
Toiv Achris Dover Mereshisai. The end of something is generally considered to be, at least in the Pasuk, is considered to be better than the beginning. And the idea of that is, of course, it's not that it's better than the beginning, it includes the beginning in it as well. And as I looked at the poster, and as I've seen just in general from the shiurim that I've given over Sukkot in years gone by, there's an element of Sukkot, a piece of Sukkot that people perhaps don't quite either pay enough attention to or perhaps have a good handle on. So I thought perhaps I'd speak a little bit about Hoshana Rabbah. Now there's a medrash which is brought down in two different sfarim, which is a very difficult medrash to find. I actually looked for it to see where exactly the Makor is, but it's put down in two different sforim. And the Medrash goes as follows. The basic gist of it is as follows. I'm not going to quote it specifically, because again, it's brought down in the Matan Moshe. It's brought down in Rabbi Eliyahu Kitov brings it down in his Sefer HaTodah. Basically, the Musig goes as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, you know, Ma ani yochid bo elam, he just says, I'm alone, I am a yochid, I'm unique, I am specific in this world, right? So too, also you also have this element of uniqueness in the world. We know that Avram Avinu is called Ha'ivri, and that element is that he was on one side of the Eivor Anor, and the entire world is on the other Eivor Anor, the other side of the nation, on the other side of the river, by themselves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so I'm going to give you a day which is also miyochid. And the day which is miyuchid is the day of Hoshana Rabbah. That if Klal Yisrael sits on Rosh Hashanah and they're not matzliach, they don't manage to get through. And it comes Yom Kippur and they don't manage to get through. So there's another day called Hoshana Rabbah. And that's reflected, Lamaisa, in the practice amongst Klal Yisrael. There's a specific message that we give, a specific greeting that we give on Hoshana Rabbah. And we're told a lot about the day with regards to the specific tefillahs, which were Misrabah, the Sephardim, that have a minhag on Hoshana Rabbah. We stay up all night. And they do different tikkunim and they learn and whatever the case is, and in the morning they do a lot of the slichas from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but mamish the same slichas. Whereas Ashkenazim, even though it's not exactly the same slichas and piyutim as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but they have a very extra special long thing. So the kasha is, what is this? What is this yichud? What does it have to do with Avraham Avinu? So I want to perhaps unfold some of this, and it actually combines to provide almost a startling picture, a beautiful picture of Hoshana Rabbah. Some of this is in the Magid Meshorim, a lot of it is in the Shemi Shmuel. The day of Hoshana Rabbah turns out to be the 21st day in the month of Tishrei. And the Haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram is that just as he was a yochid, so too is he going to be given a day which is miyuchad. And that day which is miyuchad is, what's it called? Is Hoshana Rabbah. Why? What's the shaykhis? So the mefarish, that if you take a look, we know that there's asor adoris me'odam ad noyach, another asor adoris from noyach ad Avram. So Avram's life is the metzias, is this 21st doyer. So the 21st day of Tishrei, which is given in order to pay back Avram Avinu, is the 21st doyer, which is the life of Avram Avinu. Now, we're all aware that on Hoshana Rabbah there's an extra chasima. Now, that doesn't really make so much sense to us. What's the kunz, what's the vort of an extra chasima on top of the very first chasima? HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes something, we understand, he writes into Sefer, unbelievable, I get that. That there's a chasima afterwards, also I understand, there's a chasima afterwards. But what is this last nekuda, this last chasima, what is that? Now it's quite interesting, although it's brought down in some places that Hoshana Rabbah is just this sending of the gzeira, in many other places and in many sforim it's actually referred to as a chasima as well. So the shaila is, what is this second chasima? Now if you take a look in the Shem Yishmuel, If you know, those of you who are familiar with the Sefer will know that he it's written by year and not specifically by topic. So if you look again and again and again, he keeps asking what this kasha is. But at the very least, he brings the pasuk, and the pasuk says, "Sineni kachosim alibecho, kachosim al zoreyecho. Place me as a chosim on your heart, kachosim al zoreyecho." There's a double chasima in the pasuk, and those two chasimas represent the chasima of Yom Kippur and the chasima of Hoshana Rabbah. So what is this extra chasima? It sounds like there's another chasima here. So he brings the Zohar, and the Zohar says, he says, Kad ant tistalek minon, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks away, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves us after this period of closeness, which begins in Elul, where we have a person has this musug of Ani L'doi Di V'doi Li, it moves into Rosh Hashanah, finally through Yom Kippur, eventually into Sukkot, ending in Hoshana Rabbah, leaving in this extra disconnected day, this kosha alai predaschem day of Shmini Atzeres, but the final day before we come into this extra special separate day, the culmination of the entire process is the day of Hoshana Rabbah. And that day of Hoshana Rabbah, the Zohar says, as you walk away from us, Yishoer Rashim Udidach, leave your Roshim on us. Now the Roshim, this Chasima in today's day, we relate to a Chasima as being something that you sign your name on. But the original Pshat of a Chasima wasn't like that at all. The original Metzias of a Chasima was that every single person had a ring that had a specific chosim on it. They would drop it into wax or whatever the case of some other element that they would be able to impress the chosim on. And then they would push down the ring and there'd be a chasima on whatever it was. In fact, we find specifically with regards to Mordechai and on Purim, where he asks specifically about the chasima, if it was betit or bedam, etc., etc. Now the beautiful thing about this is that it turns out that the chasima is not stam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs off on the idea, but rather there's a chasima, so to speak, on the din. And the Zohar, what he's telling you about this chasima, he talks about a leaving of a reshima, leaving the reshima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us. But there's one tanai in this nekuda. And the nekuda is, it has to be something which is shayach to make a roshim on. Now I want to explain what this means. There's a very strange nekuda. We're taught about the Metzias and this Hischabrus on Psukkos of the Arba Minim. And the Midrashim abound to try and explain exactly the reference or the concept as to what each one of the Dalet Minim mean. But we're most familiar with the expression which is brought down that the Esrig and the Hadassim and the Lulav, all of them have some positive element. The one thing which has no positive element is Ein Boy, Ein Loi Torah, V'loi Ma'isim Toivim, is the Arava. So Shtel Zechvar, you have four meaning. You hold them together the whole of Yom Tov. You're going to take one of those minim separately and do something with to be the mitzvahs hayoim of Hoshana Rabbah. Which one would you assume that it's not going to be? The Arava. The Arava has nothing. It has no Torah, it has no Ma'isim Tovim, and yet it is the mitzvah of Hoshana Rabbah. It's this tremendous soid, the soid of the Nevi'im. Now the truth is, aside from this soid of HaNevi'im, the Arava is used in the Beis HaMikdash by itself all throughout the Chag. So what is this musug of the Arava? What's the pshat that the Arava is chosen on the Hoshana Rabbah when it's not, when it's this Metzias of Rishus, and more than that? We find something here which is very, very unique, if one could say that. Where else in the Torah do you find that the mitzvah is done by destroying the Chefetz Hashem mitzvah? There's really only one other thing that I'm aware of. Sorry? Kavanas is not true. Why? It's the point is not to be ma'abedit. What's the point? The point is to take that you. There's an avoida with the dam. There's an avoida with the chaylev. There's a hekdim urim. There's the fact that the koyin eats it. You know, koyanim ha'ochlim ba'baylim eskaprim. There's specific halachas. What do we do with the arava? You beat it into pieces. In fact, it's supposed to be dafka and kuda of nashu, where you take off most of the leaves of the arava. There's only one other thing. The soil azazel, where you take a chefetz shel mitzvah, and the job of the mitzvah is to destroy it. What's this tzura of destroying a chefetz shel mitzvah? Why is the asiyah of the mitzvah to be done in that way? It's not something which we're familiar with. It's not a general concept in the mitzvah. So it needs a little bit of an explanation. So I think that the Nakuda is a very specific Nakuda. The Gemara tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, the Tzaddikim are written in the Book of Life. What happens to the Rishonim? They're written in the Sefer HaMeisim. And the Beinonim are Tzluyim V'Oimdim. The Beinonim have to wait for Yom Kippur. If they do Tshuva Mutar, if not, then also. So it turns out that Rosh Hashanah is the day which carries the Tzaddikim. Yom Kippur is the day that carries the Beinonim. And Hashanah Rabbah is the day that carries the Rishonim. You see, the Arava comes into Sukkot, and we're taught these beautiful ideas of this Ichud of Klal Yisrael, where you have an Esther, which is a Tzadik Gomer, mixing together with these other Beinim, so to speak, the Hadassim and the Lulav, even together with an Arava, and together they're in this Aleph, this Ichud brings them up. But after the Arava has been in this Chibur, together with the Tzadik, he's been in the Sukkah, which is the original Musag of that house, of using the Arba Minim, or in the Beis HaMikdash even, in a of Yira, to be in that place for that amount of time on Sukkot, at the end of the process of Sukkot, there's an Aliyah even for the Rosh Gomer. What is the Aliyah for the Rosh Gomer? The very fact that the Rosh understands that he has no zechus for his teshuva to be accepted is the reason why the Rosh's teshuva is accepted on Hashanah Rabbah. Thus, alein that the Rosh chaps his lowliness, his madrega, opens up an opportunity for Rabbeinu Shlomo to accept him, like the pasuk says, "Leiv nishbar v'nitke l'kim loisivze." So then we understand why the arava dafka is being used on Hashanah Rabbah. And we understand why the asiyah of the mitzvah is dafka in a way where you whack it on the floor and you get rid of Rav the Olam and you break the Rasha, because the tshuva that comes to the Rasha is dafka because of his brokenness. It's the fact that he chaps by standing next to people when he sees his own madrega, he understands just how low he is. So the kasha, ironically, is, so if the Yom Tov is given to us because of Avram, so one needs to ask. The Medrash tells us, Pri Eitz Hadar, Zu Avram. This Metzias of an Esrig, that's Avram. Why? Shenemar, like it says, Avram Zochim Babayomim, Avram was the one of the others, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mahadarim B'Seva Toiva. So Avram is an Esrig. So the kasha is, Oy Bazoi, if the date is given for Avram, it's his zechus, it's this concept of the Yehudius, so to speak, of Avram Avinu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezakeh Klal Yisrael, to be able to accept even so. So why is it not done with the Esrig? And the answer is, Gor Fakert. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world with a Metzias of Chesed. Oilam Chesed Ibana. And the concept is not stam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu builds it with Chesed, but the Metzias of Chesed was the only thing that could ever bring a world into existence. Imagine a world of non-existence. Could there be any concept of Rachmanus, so to speak, the Sforim say? Of course not. Rachmanus is an emotion which is generated in a response to something. If a person is a Nebuch, you feel Rachmanus. If there's no Nebuch, if there's nothing in front of you, if the world doesn't exist, could there be any Midah? There couldn't be. The only Midah which is possible is the Midah of Chesed. A Midah of a being which is so showing that it wants, as his desire to do Chesed, so it creates, it brings the world about. That name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is meant to be this the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a fascinating nekuda, is the gematria of 26. If a person looks at the day of Hashanah Rabbah, and you count Hashanah Rabbah from the creation of the world, you'll notice that it is Dafkas 26 on the 26th day of creation. The 26th day of creation, this Metzias of Chesed, this day of Chesed is Hashanah Rabbah, the midah of Avram Avinu. And what makes an Avram Avinu an Avram Avinu? Not that he does chesed with dignitaries, but that when he sees three dirty travelers, he runs to go get them. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, HaMechase Ani Me'Avram, about the Rishoim of Sodom, Avram as an Ish HaChesed is able to be Soivel, is able to be Koilel, even the Rishoim of Sodom in his circle of Chesed. Because of that Chesed, because of this uniqueness of Avram, where he was Ani Yochid, and just as I am a Yochid, you are a Yochid, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is not Stam, that Avram was a specific Tzaddik. You don't find this Yichudius expressed or extended to any other one of the other others. This core midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world, which is Chesed, Avram adopts that midah, and Memela it results in the power of Hoshana Rabbah. A day which is able to elevate even the biggest Rasha in the world. But it's not just that. If you take a look, Dafka, at the Dalet, meaning you'll notice that there's something unique about the Arava as well. The Arava's Tsuras Hagidul is exactly the opposite to all of the other meaning. The entire element grows upside down. The kaddah leaves themselves. They have no, there's no strength to the branches themselves. They grow in an oilam, in a matziv of kfifus. And it is that kfifus that allows a person to be able to get through. The Sfarim tell us that this mitzias of this 21, of this chaf aleph, which is represented by the doyer of Avram Avinu, this doyer, this bringing into the world of chesed, and by the way, which we've spoken about once before, Rav Tzadok tells us that Avram Avinu, when it comes time to daven for the people of Sodom, davens for somebody else. Rav Tzadok says this is the first time that anyone in creation has ever davened for anybody else. We know there's a taina on Noach ki mei Noach, right? It's called and it's blamed on Noach because Noach doesn't daven for the dog. Rav Tzadok points out that Avram is the first one to ever think that you could. What's the pshat? Whereas Noach, you hear again and again, Vayiskor Elikim es Noach, Vayoymer Elikim el Noach, Esho Elikim es Halech Noach, the God that the people knew about, because their Messiah had been handed down as a Yediyah that they already had from their grandparents and great-grandparents and great-grandparents. When you know of the Rabbeinu Shleilim, what do you discover of him? What you discover is the elements of service, what you're mechuyev to give to him. Avram Avinu, who is the first in creation that has to go and zuch the Rabbeinu Shleilim, he has to go and find a creator that would go and create the world. The Borei Olam that Avram Avinu discovers is Yudkei Vavkei, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Noach doesn't daven because he doesn't understand that he possibly could. Elohim, Yikoyv Hadin Es Ahor, you deserve to die, I'm sorry, like you find again and again. But Avram Avinu, who discovers this Yudkei Vavkei, who discovers this Metzias, this overwhelming Chesed, which create the world, which eventually becomes the hallmark of his life, Avram Avinu davens for everybody else. He gets as a schus because of that, that the children that don't deserve anything else are able to have a schus kiyum because of chesed. Because if chesed can exist in a world that doesn't have a recipient, it's obviously not dependent on the zuchusim of the recipient. It could exist even without a person. So how the chaymer could exist on someone, on a boss of a dam, on someone that's sitting in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilim. This yomtiv of the Rishoyim, the Yom Tov which is Koil of the Rasha that's broken. But I think perhaps there's a little bit more here as well. We mentioned this idea, the Chap of Hoshana Rabbah of the 21, of the Metzias of 21 of this, which is the Doir of Ram Avinu. But there's also another shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which illustrates, which is the Gemara, which is this Yisoid of 21 as well. And that's the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekiyeh. Now the Emes says, when Moshe Hashem tells Moshe this shame Hashem, it's the first time it's being used, so to speak. And the Kasha is, what does it mean? Essentially translated, it means, I will be that which I will be. Who cares? You will be what you will be. They'll say, you're not telling me anything. I will be whatever I am. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Chazal tell us that on Pesach, Klal Yisrael had no Zechus Geula. They were in the last level of Tumah, so much so that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mechashiv as HaKeitz, Klal Yisrael will drown forever in Tumah and they'll never be redeemed. What's required of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that second, in that time, Hashem's Mazbir to Moshe, is this Echiyah. The Rebbe Hashem tells Moshe, I will be whatever Klal Yisrael needs me to be. There's a Shem Hashem. What that means is, the Metzias of Hashem is, there's an element of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where He is there for Klal Yisrael in whatever guise we need Him. Now we find it in the Tefillah on Yom Kippur, where we find this idea, Aneinu Elekeinu Aneinu, Aneinu Boireinu Aneinu, Aneinu Goy Aleinu Aneinu, Aneinu Dorsheinu. So what does it mean? It's the same person. What are you saying so many times Aneinu? You're talking to the same man. You're talking to the same being, Chas Shalom. Yeah? You're talking to the same being. What does it mean? So I had an unbelievable horror. If you look through them, of course it means that all these elements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, of the interaction that He has with the world, all of these things generate a Metzias that we can ask for Aneinu. But there's more than that. If you take a look in the words, you'll find Aneinu Ha'oine Be'es Ratzoin Aneinu. Right? And you also find Aneinu Be'es Tzara. Do you understand the Pele? Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us because it's an Eis Ratzon, because it's a good time. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us because it's a bad time. Eich shelo yiyeh, the Rabbi Nishalim says, b'nichdo, I'm here for you in whatever way you need me to be. That's the koyach of Hoshana Rabbah, a day that any person can get through. And all that was required of the person on that day, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a ma'isim toivim, it's not tshuva miyiro, it's not even tshuva, it seems me'ahava. It's a brokenness. It's the Arava being smashed on the floor, hopping, that he's poshut, not worth anything. Now, although we mentioned that this gematria of 21 references the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Echiyah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in Mitzrayim to talk to you about a person that doesn't deserve to get through. The Magen Meshorim points out that the gematria of this Metzias of 21 times itself, times 21, gives you a yield of 441. Which is the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meretzach Vegin, we're talking about a chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said before, the only thing that's needed is that the person is soft enough that the Choshim should be able to make the Roshim to leave us with the Roshim that the Zohar says, the Roshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this Roshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is Choshamai Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's Choshim. But why did he get that? Where did he get this from? This 21 times 21. But look in the Pasuk. It's Echiyah Asher Echiyah. It's this musig of itself, of it being itself, of a complete utter dedication to saving Klal Yisrael. Be'ech shelo yiyeh asher ekiyah. In each one, each ekiyah has its own asher ekiyah. It's pele. It's a pele. The gevura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes towards us with on this day. But I thought that also is not the full chap of the day. Because while we begin and we talk about the fact that the day is given to us through the Zechus, through the Yichudiyus of Avraham Avinu, the day that it falls out on with regards to the Ushpizin is actually David HaMelech. And the Gemara tells us about David HaMelech that the Metzias of David HaMelech is Leslei Megarmei V'loi Klum. The Metzias of David HaMelech is, although he's a Melech, there's nothing of himself whatsoever. He embodies the concept of Melucho, Le'ol Me'ad. The Metzias of David HaMelech is the Metzias of Moshiach, the Metzias of Malchus in the world. But the ultimate Metzias of Malchus in the world is the concept of Ich bin Agornisht. There's nothing here. If you take a look at the letters, the Oisius that make up the name of David, there's none of them that has any base kibul whatsoever. The Dalit, the Vav, and the Dalit, there's nothing that it holds. Even if you take the word itself, Dalit, and you spell out, you drill down the letters themselves to the spelling of the Dalit, Dalit Lamed Sof, Vav Yud Vav, Dalit Lamed Sof again. Even the Oisius that make up the Oisius of David, it's less even Migar maybe like Klum. There's nothing that he holds on to for himself. So much so that the tefillah that we begins with this the Bakosha of a David HaMelech. Hashem Sifosai Tiftoch. It's the ultimate irony. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking, it's David asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to say a tefillah. How could you daven that you should be able to daven? Hare, you already just daven. Now we know that this pasuk, Hashem Sifosai Tiftoch, comes from the Mizmor of David after the Maisa with Bathsheba. And David felt that there was nothing that he could say. There was no, he didn't have a right to even open up his mouth. But it is that very tichusha of the fact that I have nothing to say for myself. It's not a din of Rosh Hashanah of being a tzaddik. It's not the getting through of Yom Kippur that I was a Beinoni and I managed to rely, so to speak, on my teshuva, where I earned it. It's Rabbeinu Shelolam. I don't have anything. And there's no reason for you to keep me alive. But you're the Rabbeinu Shelolam. And this is what you do. This is what you do. The Pele of the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through on Eshana Rabbah in such a beautiful way. The Lesley Megarmei V'loi Klum. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael that's able to be Kail, even the greatest Russia. I think, and I often wonder about this, I often wonder about the fact that in Yiddishkeit, there are certain mitzvahs which are given good press, and certain things which people don't find out about. Like Lashon Hara has massive campaigns around it, right? Hours a day. You know, Daf Yoimi. Wherever you turn, there's another thing for Daf Yoimi. Right? And then everything else, Yoimi. Right? It's gewaldig. A day like this, for it to go by without a person chapping the koyach that he has, the opportunity that he has, it's the day maybe perhaps Chazal didn't want us to know about it because they felt that we would rely on it. Maybe the reason why it's not written about, even though it's such a that the koyach of it is not shayach, is because the people would rely on it. We'd rely on not doing the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But the koyach is there nonetheless. And if throughout the simcha of Sukkot, we are able to be koil klal Yisrael, so to speak, within our sukkah. And by the way, the Sfasemes learns that these dalet minim don't necessarily have to refer to different types of people. They could also refer to different elements of yourself. There are parts of you which is an esrig. And there are parts of you which is an arava. At the very least, if a person doesn't have the opportunity to have this mitzias in his sukkah of kol ezrach bi Yisrael yeshu basukais, if he doesn't have that opportunity to be able to bring this koyach ha'igud of the tzaddik and the beinoni and the rasha, to bring yidden together, to be able to be mala, the elements of our people that need to be brought up, at the very least, he should look inside of himself and find the elements of the arava. Bind them to his tzitzkus, dehainu, use the elements that he's so strong at to propel himself in the areas in which he is not. Tell himself, look at this area, I'm so strong in this area. It doesn't pass a pastish for me to be an arova in this area. Bring it together with the esrig. And finally, on the day of Hoshana Rabbah, a person could even take that nekuda of himself, the chelik of himself which is an arava, and break it on the floor. And through the lev nishbar v'nivzeh l'kim l'sivzeh, he'll be able to achieve a kapora that perhaps he never thought was possible.